Dear Journal, hi, it's me again, Doug. I know I've always told you field trips are boring, but yesterday's field trip was different. It all began when our assistant principal, Mr. Bone, told us...
As you know, Mayor White has instituted Student Government Day to give each of you a chance to learn how our local government works. After each of you has spent the day with a government official, the mayor will host his annual Student Government Day ice cream extravaganza. Not so fast!
Huh?
Tomorrow, you will all be expected to hand in a paper describing what your particular official actually does for our fair city.
Well, I want to be sheriff.
Dog catcher for me.
Oh, man, I want to be head astronaut. I want to be the chief forest ranger.
Each of you will randomly draw your assignment out of this box.
Go, let's get it!
Hey, Skeeter, what'd you get?
I got chairman of the dairy board.
What do you know? I'm sheriff for the day. I'm the head of the press corps. Do you get to be the chief forest ranger like you wanted? Maybe you'll be my first interview.
Nope. I'm the mayor.
The mayor? Wow! You have the most important job of them all. Hey, everybody. Doug's the mayor.
Me? The mayor?
That's me.
Now, let me repeat myself. Let me repeat myself. You should be on your best behavior today. Don't mess up. You are dismissed.
Well, see you guys later, I guess.
Bye, Doug.
Hold up there a moment, Mr. Funny.
Yes, Mr. Bone?
As mayor for the day, your report will be the most important one of all. A bad report would be recorded on your permanent record. And you know what that means. Have a nice day.
This was more serious than I thought. Well, here I was, at City Hall, about to come face to face with the big cheese himself, the Honorable Mayor Robert Bob White. Let's see, what will my first question be? Tonight, on Permanent Record, our special guest is the Honorable Mayor of Bluffington, Robert Bob White. Mayor White, exactly what is it that you do?
I'm glad you asked that question, Mr. Funny. It's a brilliant opening question. You can read me like a book, can't you? Somebody hire this young person as my personal aide. Hello? 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 Excuse me, young man. I couldn't help but notice you looking at me, the mayor.
Oh, hiya, Mr. Mayor.
I know you, don't I?
You do?
Well, not you specifically, but you, a young person of Bluffington, an important member of the community. Vote for me.
Don't be a sucker. Vote for me? Wait a minute, Mr. Mayor. I'm Doug Funny. I'm supposed to spend Student Government Day with you. I have this paper to write, and I need to know how a mayor makes decisions.
Well, the mayor has to be firm and decisive. Or not. It depends
Mayor,
on...
Mayor Bob, should we approve this year's budget or not?
I don't know that. Call my wife. You see, Douglas, being the mayor is like being a jelly donut. On the outside, we're soft and sweet, but deep down underneath, we have to be, let me start again. Did I give you a sucker?
This was going to be harder than I thought.
Have a seat, young person. So, let's get down to business. Let's deal with your burning question. Let's begin by repeating the question.
Sure, Mayor. What do you do?
Well, let me say this. Excuse me, young person. It's the bone. This must be important. Just watch me in action. See how the mayor works with the people. Just sit back and take notes. Yes, this is the mayor. How may I serve you? Huh? Oh, it's for you.
Hello?
Funny? Bone, how's that report coming?
Oh, hi, Mr. Bone. Okay, I think.
Well, just remember, this is going on your permanent record, so don't blow it!
Citizens of Bluffington, I'm proud to hand over the key to our fair city to the new mayor, Douglas Funny. Douglas Funny, raise your right hand and repeat after me.
Wait! This man is a fake. I have proof of a dark blot on his permanent record. He turned in a lousy report 30 years ago on student government day. I'll read it to you now.
The truth has prevailed. I'm still the mayor. I win. He loses. Loser. Loser.
May I be excused, please? My report was in trouble, and I had to figure out what to do. So maybe if I ask him easier questions.
Busy day today. Let's see what we've got on the docket. Well, you are a lucky young person, aren't you? The city is just humming with activity today. Here, I'll switch this to my speakerphone so you can hear how a mayor conducts business. This is Mayor Bob White speaking.
Mayor Bob, this is Mr. Swirly down at the ice cream plant. There's been a refrigeration failure here. The cooling fans are messed up and we're having a major meltdown.
But what about my student government day ice cream extravaganza this afternoon?
That's what I'm calling for, Mayor. I can't make the delivery.
There'll be no ice cream for student government day.
Wow, Mayor Bob, you sure do stay calm under pressure.
I'm ruined. What am I going to do? Dozens of young people who in 10 years' time would have voted for me are to be denied their dreamsicles, their peanutty buddies, their dippity-doo-dahs.
Are you worried, Mayor?
You bet I am. My wife, she'll know what to do. Honey!
Mayor? This is what it feels like to sit in the big guy's chair. Yes, approve this budget. No, veto that bill. Yes, hold the mayo.
Mayor Funny, as the most successful mayor in Bluffington history, do you plan to run for 43rd term?
Please, please, no more pictures. Please, I must take this call. Mayor, it's the phone. Hello?
Mayor, I'm in real trouble here. The ice cream will melt if we cut off the cooling fans, but a giant batch of chocolate chips are about to crash into the fans. What should we do? Please, Mayor, help me. Mayor!
Why don't you let the chips hit the fan?
But then, that's brilliant. That would chop up the chocolate chips and throw them into the ice cream, making chocolate swirlies.
My favorite.
You're a genius, Mayor. I think you just saved the ice cream extravaganza. And my job.
Any calls? For me?
Mr. Swirly called.
What? What did he say?
He needed help making a decision.
Did we make one?
Uh-huh. I told him to leave the fans on.
You did? You made a decision? How could that be possible? You're young. I'm old. I've got more water over my dam. I'm washed up. My career's over. Don't quote me on that.
There he is. He's the man responsible.
No, I'm the mayor. I'm never responsible.
That young person, he's the one that's responsible.
Oh, Doug, you saved Mr. Swirly in the ice cream extravaganza. Look! So, Doug, how does it feel to be mayor for the day?
Well, I think I got what I need for my report, and I'm glad we have chocolate swirly ice cream. It's my favorite.
I'm just glad this youngster was here to learn from me, the mayor. Here, have a sucker. Vote for me.
Being mayor is great fun. You get a big chair, cool telephone, and all the suckers you can eat. It can also be very high-pressured, especially today. Oh, and by the way, I got a package today. A whole box of chocolate swirly ice cream, compliments of Mayor White. He sent them over with a note.
Dear Doug, you're right. Sometimes you just have to let the chips hit the fan. Thanks a million. Proud? You bet I am. Signed, Mayor Robert Bob White. P.S. Vote for me.
Dear Journal, hi, it's me, Doug. Tonight, I found out I have talent. I also found out some other things. It all started in Mrs. Wingo's class. People were signing up for the annual student talent show.
I don't know. I keep talking about it.
Are you going to sign up, Doug?
Who, me? No way, Skeeter. I don't have any talent. Besides, you'd make a fool of yourself, which would be pretty outrageously funny.
So, who are our young stars to be this year? Chalky Studebaker.
Here.
Patty Mayonnaise.
Yeah.
Skeeter Valentine. Roger Klotz.
Yeah.
And Doug Funny.
That I volunteered you to perform in front of the whole school, what are you going to do for talent? Thanks, Raj. I can see it now. But seriously, my dog hasn't had a bite to eat in a week, so I ate him. That's not right. The talent show is tomorrow, and I don't have an act. I'm facing school-wide humiliation, pork chop. If I don't find something in Uncle Happy's old clown trunk, I'm a dead duck. How to be a ventriloquist in one day. Well, one day is what I have. What's your name, little fella? How about Buster?
Hello there.
How to talk without moving your lips. Lesson number one. To make the sound of a B without moving your lips, just say D. So, the boy bought the basketball is da doy dot da dasket doll. Da doy dot da dasket doll. Da doy dot da dasket doll. Not bad. Not bad. Maybe this is my talent.
Stay tuned for the hit show, Doug's No Dummy. Starring Doug Funny and his dummy, Buster.
The doy dot the dasket doll. I'd worked on my act and tried it out in front of my first audience. So say goodnight, Buster.
Good night, Buster.
Bravissimo. Bravissimo. That was wonderful.
Very good, son.
We're the best ventriloquist act ever, Buster.
Yeah, we knocked him dead.
Do you think it matters his lips were moving?
Don't you get it, Dad? He was trying to tell us how none of us really communicate. We move our lips, but we don't really say anything. It was beautiful.
Judy. Judy.
This is it, Pork Chop. Well, who knows? After tonight, I could be a big star.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Duster.
Nice dummy, Doug. I like the way your lips move.
Very funny, Skeet. Hey, nice instrument.
It's an ocarina.
Never heard of it.
It's a flute. I made it from a hard roll from the cafeteria.
I knew they'd come in handy for something.
Oops.
Well, I'll get it.
Doing?
There are people out there, Skeeter. Zillions of them.
I know. Isn't it great?
Our first act is Doug, Funny, and Buster. Are you ready, Douglas?
No. Please, Mr. Dink. Can you go to someone else, please?
I suppose. I'll see. Roger Klotz and the Ulcers! Are you ready?
Ready to rock and roll, Mr. Dink.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Have you seen my ocarina?
Hey, stop that cat! He stole my ocarina!
Skeeter Valentine, you're up!
I can't go on. Stinky ate my ocarina.
Not the old cat ate the ocarina excuse. At least be original. Oh, well. Okay, who's next? Douglas?
I'm still not ready, Mr. Dink. Could you please go to someone else?
Okay. Patricia Mayonnaise, are you ready?
I don't know. I'm a little nervous. Do I look all right?
I'll say. And you're going to be great, Patty.
Really? You think so?
I know it.
Thanks, Doug. I feel better. I'd like to sing a song I wrote myself.
I was young. My mother told me never been more sad.
Beer.
Hey, man. Patty was nervous, and she's out there doing great. So get out there and do your dummy thing.
You're right. I can do it. Here comes Mr. Dink. I'm ready. I'm really ready to go on. Mr. Dink, I'm ready.
Chalky Studebaker, you're up.
Ready.
Here we go.
I'm ready. Are you ready?
You bet. How about you?
Never more ready.
Humana, yo!
Two dummies aren't necessarily better than one.
Hey, everybody. This is Doofus, and this is Doofus.
But in this case, this is they are.
Chucky's gonna be one tough act to follow, Funny. I guess he's gonna make a dummy out of you.
Maybe Roger's right. Maybe I'll just be a big joke.
Thanks, everybody. Good night.
It's time, Douglas. You're on. Break an egg.
That's leg, dear.
Whatever.
How can you make me go on after Chalky? Don't worry, Doug. You're gonna be fine.
Really?
Yeah, and before you know it, it's over and everyone is clapping. Me too.
You too? Okay, I'll give it my best shot. Thanks, Patty.
Hey, Funny, do you want to be buried or cremated after you die out there?
Look, Roger, you got me into this mess, but I'm going to get myself out. So, back off.
Oh, no, not another ventriloquist.
Good evening.
I'm Doug Funny, and this is my dummy, Buster.
Oh, no. A dummy without a head. A chilling indictment of our society. Oh, I'm breathless.
Here's a little note.
September. Weensy, weensy, spider went up the water spout. The down came the rain.
What a spider loser! Somebody get the hook!
That's in trouble. Skeeter, pork chop, come here.
Okay.
I get it. Down came the rain.
Sorry, I guess I lost my head there for a minute.
Skeeter?
Just call me Buster, dummy.
Oh.
Hey, I'm no dummy. You're the dummy.
If I'm the dummy, then how come you're singing the spider song? Eeny, meeny, spider went up the water spout. Oh, brother.
I got an idea. Let's sing it together. Beatsy weensy spider went up the water spout while drinking.
Down came the rain and washed the spider out.
Together.
Out came the sun and dried up all the rain. But along came a flash flood and washed them down again.
Way to go, Doug! Oh, that was terrific! Oh, Doug, you're
wonderful! Well, maybe I didn't find out my talent after all. But I did find out that I've got a couple of great friends. Oh, yeah, I've decided not to pursue ventriloquism professionally. But pork chop's another story.
Ba-da-da-da!